800 AM and 94.9 FM KINY Juno.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Local first. Now, News of the North.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. All three ordinances to loan the Juneau School District money passed after extensive testimony from teachers, students, and parents last night. A $4.1 million loan, a one-time payment for the current year of $3.9 million, and a one-time payment of $1.6 million for the next budget year. A total of $9.7 million. Before the votes were taken, extensive public testimony was given. Riley Soboloff is a freshman at Thunder Mountain High School. She asked the Juneau Assembly to encourage the Juneau School District and School Board to look at other consolidation models that do not include merging the two high schools.
I just shared how many opportunities we'll be losing and how many different athletics and clubs and programs I am currently part of that I don't feel I will be part of at Juneau Douglas. And then I also shared how I won't respect the school board as much as I do for not listening to everyone's voices.
She says she has already gone through so much uncertainty as a student during the pandemic, and this decision to merge Thunder Mountain High School with Juneau Douglas Yada Otkale only adds more stress to students.
In general, you don't know many classes that have a whole year online, a whole year and a half online, and then also adding in getting rid of your high school and moving to a new high school. I just feel like for everybody, that would just be super hard on them mentally and really could affect their future lives.
Noah Coleman, another freshman at TMHS, shared his safety concerns about transportation should the high schools combine.
The traffic is already bad enough and parking is already bad enough at JD as is. If they decide to move all the students there, it's going to get way worse. And then, like I said, you have the problem with inexperienced drivers on Egan in the winter with, like, ice, slippery conditions. They're not used to that. That could lead to a lot more accidents.
His mom, Tanya Danielski, said it was important for her to testify also.
I feel like this decision was hasty, it was not vetted, and I feel like before they invest more of our, tax money and give it to the school, they need to make sure that it was a good decision. It was bad decisions and bad accounting that got us here in the first place, so we want to move forward with better choices.
Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandies said that while the Assembly heard the concerns expressed through public testimony about the two high schools merging, that is not the Assembly's decision. Ultimately, the consolidation model chosen is up to the school board. Assemblymember Paul Kelly brought forward an amendment to an ordinance providing for a one-time loan in fiscal year 2024, adding that the Juneau School District must publish a budget book available to the public after the adoption of the Assembly. His amendment passed with 5 yeas and 3 nays. He said he brought the amendment forward to provide some of the transparency that the testimonies asked for. Other terms include that the loan period is 5 years, the first payment is due no later than fiscal year 2026, and the interest rate will be 0%. The board must develop and approve a budget for next year to be submitted to the CBJ Assembly by April 4th. Applications are now available for the 2024 Senior Citizen Hardship Tax Programs. Juneau residents aged 65 and older may qualify for one or both, the Senior Citizen Real Property Hardship Exemption and the Senior Citizen Sales Tax Hardship Rebate. Both programs require an annual application, so you must reapply each year. Applications are based off your 2023 gross income level. The deadline to apply for the Senior Citizen Real Property Hardship Exemption is April 30th. More information, applications for both programs, and more can be found online on the Senior Citizen Tax Benefits page on the city website. A new analysis of nearly 25,000 fish scales offers more evidence that the millions of pink salmon churned out by Alaska fish hatcheries could be harming wild sockeye salmon populations when they meet in the ocean, according to the scientists who authored the study. Cliff Dumas has more.
The new peer-reviewed paper published this week in the ICES Journal of Marine Science analyzed growth rates that could be deduced from the fish scales, similar to trees' yearly growth rings. The paper was built on a unique aspect of the life cycle of pink salmon, which are primarily targeted by commercial fishermen. Their abundance is high in odd-numbered years and lower in even-numbered years. Now, those booms and busts allowed authors Peter Rand and Gregory Ruggeron to tease out whether sockeye salmon, which are more highly valued by sport and personal use fishermen, were growing at lower rates during odd years when pink salmon are more numerous. Their analysis showed that was the case across the Gulf of Alaska, a dynamic that Rand and Ruggeron describe as a zero-sum game between the two species.
And the Rotary Club's holding a food drive this Saturday at both Super Bear and Foodland IGA from 9 to 3 to benefit the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. Deputy Mayor and Juneau Rotary member Michelle Hale explains the goal.
The whole idea of the food bank is that we get food for the food bank, and then the pantries actually get their food from the food bank. Mm-hmm. And they pay for it, a certain amount per pound, and it's not a lot. Mm-hmm. But it really helps in keeping everything streamlined and keeping, you know, the food all going to one place, and then it gets disseminated out from that place.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.